Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, May 24th, 2017. We have 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, another windy day, gusting to 25 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves are going to be, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 in the morning, becoming northwest, 15 to 20, gusting to 25 in the afternoon. So those of you who like to walk on the beach, which I've been enjoying lately, you know, don't bother to wear a hat because you'll probably lose it. Wind waves from the northwest, 6 feet at 5 seconds apart, and west swells, 6 feet at 11 seconds apart. Occasional drizzle in the morning, but from what I gather, sunny weather is on the way, so be of good cheer if you live on the coast. And today we're going to be talking about marine pilots. I've talked about this topic quite a bit. I have a different, little bit of sort of an international slant and a local slant on it today. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 4 in the Astoria, 7 actually in the Astoria Anchorage, 2 at the Rice Island Anchorage, and 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea from upriver ports. First inbound is the Atlantic Hawk. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's Anchorage. She'll arrive in the Anchorage at about 8:30 this morning. The Sumihu is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's Anchorage also. She'll arrive there about 4:30 p.m. I'm not sure on cargo for these ships, because the way that I tell what the cargo is by what berth they go to, because these berths upriver are generally dedicated to specific cargoes. So if somebody's going to blah, blah, you know, dock number, blah, blah, up at a certain port, I know what the cargo is there most of the time. So when ships just come in and maybe they haven't quite figured that out yet, we just have to wait and see. So next is the Yunnan. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the port of Astoria. She's going to be there loading logs, I believe. She'll arrive there around 7 p.m. The Momo Glory is arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. She's going to the port of Portland to pick up bentonite clay, which I love to say is one of its many uses is kitty litter. So anyway, okay, got that out of the way. Passing Astoria around 8:30 p.m. inbound and arriving in Vancouver around 2:30 a.m. on Thursday. So you see ship traffic does go on 24/7. In the Astoria Anchorage, the Diligence is headed for Kalama to pick up wheat, leaving around noon, arriving in Kalama around 5 p.m. That leaves the Atlantic Hawk, the Athea, the Maratha Promise, the Bulk Portland, the Orania Luck, and the Navios Primavera are awaiting orders there. In the Rice Island Anchorage, the Happy Clipper and the Faith are awaiting orders. And in our outbounders, the Kinura is leaving Vancouver carrying wheat at about 11 a.m., passing Astoria around 5 p.m. outbound. The Bao Tong is leaving Portland with soda ash on board, leaving around noon, passing Astoria outbound maybe around 6 p.m. The Ken Hu leaving Portland with potash on board around 1:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7:30 p.m. The Morning Crystal is leaving Portland with Hyundais on board, so she's a car carrier. Leaving there around 5 p.m., very high-sided vessel, passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. So her, it'll be dark by then, so all you will see is her running lights going by. The Kola is leaving Longview. She's our final outbounder for the day with logs on board, leaving around 6 p.m. Maybe you'll see her pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m. Well, it's kind of an interesting little bit of synchronicity yesterday. I was out walking on the Riverwalk, and I was walking past the Columbia River Bar Pilot's office, and there is a plaque there on the riverfront that I would urge you sometime to go take a look at. It has the names of pilots who were lost at sea on the bar, and I'll get to that in just a minute. So, very interesting memorial to people who have given their lives here in the course of their maritime work. But so, then I was sort of thinking about yesterday about what, you know, I like to look at topics, you know, sort of scope out topics for the Ship Report. I was looking at one of my favorite maritime news portals, gcaptain.com, and I saw an article about pilots, and I thought, well, let me bring these two threads together. This is an article called Pilotage, Local Places and Tight Spaces, written by a pilot in Florida. So now pilots, by the way, in case you're new to the Ship Report or new to the area, are those professionals, highly trained professionals with local knowledge, who get on the incoming and outgoing ships and help mariners who are usually from other countries and not familiar with our waters navigate the very particular and very eccentric and idiosyncratic waters here, where you need to really have local knowledge in order to safely navigate them. So pilots are on ships in ports all over the world. And so let me read you a little bit about this. This is from Captain George Livingston. One could make the argument that international marine transportation, a singular thread running throughout the world is our pilots. It's a wonderful, wonderfully complicated, layered, and diverse business. Ships have been sailing the ocean trades for thousands of years, along with people who manned them. A Mesolithic boatyard was recently discovered on the Isle of Wight, along with wheat DNA, indicating that hunter-gatherers in Britain were importing wheat long before ever farming it themselves, confirming maritime trade has been active as far back as at least 7,000 years ago. Now, modern piloting, today in every major port in the world, there is a group of professional mariners, pilots, typically operating under very old laws governing the movement of ships in bays, rivers, and harbors. The real numbers of pilots are very small compared to the entire international marine transportation workforce. For example, in the U.S., there are less than 1,500 pilots guiding ships in and out of American ports. Although not a large number, these pilots offer significant beneficial impacts in the areas of safety and commerce, both vital to national interests, and the same holds true worldwide. A little bit more from this article. Whether described as indispensable cogs in the transportation system of every maritime economy or as hoary figures, pilots have one of the most challenging jobs in the maritime world. So they're responsible for guiding hundreds of billions of dollars of cargo safely into port and ultimately to us, the consumer. So the public knows very little about ship pilots, and that's why it's one of the things I love to talk about on the Ship Report, because it is one of those many invisible things in the maritime industry. Those ships going by, when you look at them, you rarely see a person at all on them. But at the helm of every ship, on the bridge of every ship coming in, is a marine pilot advising the captain and the helms person on the correct course, things that they need to take into account with current and drift and all sorts of things that are big factors in a place like the Columbia River, where currents are a big deal, wind is a big deal. At the mouth of the river, where it's very dynamic and ever-changing, there are a lot of hazards to deal with, and pilots know how to navigate all that stuff safely. So there are a lot of invisible hazards that maritime pilots negotiate every day on waterways all over the world. And they actually have a great deal of responsibility that in a very dangerous environment. So the next time you're out on the Riverwalk, this plaque, here's the quote on it. I'll read you some of the names on it. There are one, two, three. There are quite a few names on it. But here's the quote: "To be eternally remembered in word and deed on every fitting occasion, not just an inscribed tablet, but an unwritten memorial that lives on in the minds of even strangers." And that's a quote from Thucydides, a Greek historian and general. But I'll read you some of the names of people that, if you lived around here for a while, you may have heard their names before. In 2006... Captain Kevin Murray lost his life in the course of being a pilot. Captain Paul Jackson in 2003. Dave England in 1979. Captain Ed Quinn in 1973. Captain Carl Parker in 1964. And Captain Richard Williamson in 1963. Bill Wells in 1962. And John Jensen in 1960. And then there are more that go on from the 1950s back to the 1800s of people who have lost their lives doing this very dangerous and challenging work. Most of the time you never hear about it because they do it pretty darn flawlessly. So there are few accidents and there are very few lives lost. But occasionally we are reminded how dangerous a place we live in and how even the most expert people can fall victim to circumstances. You've been listening to The Ship Report. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great day.